A Thought for Your Penny is hosted by Shauna and Squeaky and explores ways to save money and tips to avoid scams, all while they share their own stories along the way. Get in touch by calling 970-425-3060 or emailing penniespod@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to A Thought for Your Pennies, the show where we learn how to save money together. I'm Shauna, you'll be hearing from Squeaky soon, and this episode is all about dating. Yes, fun stories about dating, how to save on dates, and the too unfortunate rise of the romance scam, which makes billions of dollars in scamming people, especially men, every year.
And we're going to do a story today, a couple of stories, maybe more about dating, because that is really minefield for a lot of people. And I was dating on the apps, and it's a bit of a meat grinder, I think. Any side that you're on?
Hey, intend your puns. Don't do that to us.
My brother would show me what it was like for him on the apps, like how many people. He basically just liked every single profile and would spend an hour on it. Because whereas for me on the other side, I was getting hundreds of likes and having to go through and filter it. And I invented a system that I don't think was that great, because I would say 70% of the people that I went on dates with were still bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's, so if you are on the apps dating, I am sorry. Good luck.
It seems like a nightmare.
Yeah. Like, because I liked Bumble, because at least Bumble, I could make the message first of somebody that I liked. That's the allure of Bumble. But I did not end up on a lot of great dates. One of the guys that I dated, this was during like the COVID-ish era where masking was still recommended and being outside, but we had the vaccines and...
Gotta be hard to date there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we wore masks throughout dinner. We are going out to eat, and then I have to go to a computer store to get my laptop fixed. So we go to the restaurant, we eat, my laptop is in his trunk. We go to the trunk and we open up the trunk and I get my laptop, and then he opens one of those compartments in the trunk and pops out two shot things of Fireball, which I have never had before, but it's an alcoholic thing that tastes like cinnamon. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, what's this? You know, great, that Fireball, it's 1 o'clock. What are we doing here, man? And he's like, let's just go ahead and take shots. And I'm like, okay, so... he has a Fireball shot in the little plastic bottle, and I have a Fireball shot, and we take shots together, and then he kisses me in this parking lot outside of the computer store, and then he was extremely impressed with himself.
And I can't imagine a more romantic environment.
Yeah, I was like, what? Why are we so pleased? And he's just like... Well, that was a really clever way to get your mask off, wasn't it? Like, to get the shots of Fireball in my trunk.
That's not cool.
And I'm just
cool.
Like, we just had our masks off in the restaurant, like, sitting right next to each other. Maybe, I don't know. So that guy was not great. He is known in my family as the Fireball guy.
It's better than kissing with the masks on, I guess. They're useless when they're wet. I don't know.
And just think about, like, what he had to go through to think about, okay, so it's COVID, we're going to be wearing masks, but I want to kiss her, so how do I do that? How do we get the masks off? Well, I think a shot of Fireball is the greatest trick. And just being very impressed with myself. But he was also the one where when I was talking in conversation, he was like, oh, using our SAT words, are we? And I was like, yeah, because I used a long word, or compound, I don't know. But that's Fireball guy. Lots of thoughts there.
I am glad that this story involving the anti-intellectual ended as innocuously as it did. There are a million worse endings, so I'm glad you just didn't see him again.
Yeah,
fantastic. Good for you.
Yeah, that was a Fireball guy. And then one date I went on, Also during COVID era, so masks, but in this town, they were like, everybody eats outside because of the circulation. So we're outside, we eat outside. And it was kind of nice because a lot of towns would close down their main streets during COVID so that people would eat outside, but then they changed their laws so you could drink outside and walk around. And the only place I had been before where you could drink outside and walk around was New Orleans. So it was nice to kind of have like Mardi Gras laws during COVID to be able to date outside. So we ate and then we drank at these various places where you could get a drink on the street and walk to the next thing and see the little booths outside. And it was really an enjoyable date, but it's a small main street. So we go down to the end of it and it's been a couple hours and he's like, okay, well, what else do you want to do? Because we've, you know, drank all the drinks pretty much. And I was like, oh, well, I don't want to have the date be over yet because I'm, you know, I've just been drinking. I need to sober up. And he's like, oh, okay, well, what do you want to do to sober up? And I'm like, well, we could hang out in the park. And he's like, aren't you worried about bugs? And I was like, oh, no, don't worry about that. I have a blanket in my car for just these sorts of things where you just put down the blanket and you can
You are chill out. Dropping the wrong clues by accident, it sounds like. Oh, okay.
Oh, it gets better. It gets so much better. I get the blanket out from my car, put it out, and he is laying on his stomach and I am laying on my back. And we're just chatting. And yeah, so I'm on my back. Our heads are together and he's laying on his stomach. He's like picking at the grass, right? It's a cute day. It's so cute. And I mean, the bug thing, there were like some bugs, those green, silvery, metallic flies. I think they're called corpse flies. There were some of them buzzing
around. How romantic.
And then he's talking. And at one point, I want to emphasize something. So I roll up on my side towards him. And then that's when I see that he has a lot of flies on him. Not 10, not 20, but a hive of those green corpse flies. And
what the hell's going on?
They are not like all over him. Oh, no. They are concentrated right where his legs meet at the bottom of his jeans, like beneath the jeans pocket.
No.
Flies are crawling.
No.
All over each other, concentrated right there. And so when I roll up on my side and I see this, I go, and then he's like, oh, what? So then he rolls up on his side to face me and the hive goes like right back in the same place, back behind him. And I'm just like, oh my God, I am totally sober now. Give me my blanket. I'm leaving right now.
You just, so no, just abandon the blanket. Abandon the blanket. Eject. And abort.
He pretended like he didn't notice it at all. And I sobered up. I couldn't. So I grab my blanket and I run to my car and I throw it in the back. And I call one of my, she's not my friend anymore. I call one of my friends to tell her what happened. And she was like, well, what do you think that is? And I'm like, I've met one of them. One of the people who doesn't wash their butt because they don't even use toilet paper. And she's like, no, that's not true. And I'm like, no, I've heard of this. It's an urban myth, I thought, but I have just met someone who does this, who thinks it is too, in order to be manly, they cannot touch their butt. And so they just don't wipe at all. They think they just like crap clean. And she was like, no way, that does not exist. And then she was like, you should give him another chance. And I was like, another chance at what? And she's like, well, it could just be like a day. I'm like, no, you don't have that many flies because you forgot to take a shower that day. That is a persistent habit because the jeans looked clean. You had to get through the jeans. I'm sorry, you're telling me I should give this guy another chance? Would you be giving him another chance? And she was like, no. And I'm like, okay, so why do I give this guy another chance? And see what other kinds of bugs he could possibly attract on our date.
If I were in your shoes and he did the thing where he just acted like nothing happened, that's like a huge red flag. If your life casually involves swarms of flies, I don't need you in my life. But like, if he's like, what the hell is this? And he freaks out. Okay, this is weird. This isn't an everyday thing.
But I mean, you're right. He was used to it because when I'm like, oh, do you want to hang out in the park? He's like, aren't you worried about bugs? Well, no, I'm not worried about bugs because I shower, I wipe. But if you don't do those things, maybe you are a little worried about bugs.
For any disgusting behavior a person can have, If you imagine, even if only 1 in 1,000 people have that behavior, there's something like 400 million people in the US. If 1 in 1,000 people do it, that means 400,000 people do it. So if you think, no one doesn't wipe, right?
Or use a bidet or something to make sure you're clean, but there's all these online communities, and the worst ones are the ones that I read where they are from these very straight-laced religious communities where they don't live together before they get married. And so these women are posting, there's brown streaks on everything. What do I do? He thinks that if he touches himself, it's violating God, and that if he wipes, he's touching himself, and he doesn't want to use water because that's too effeminate. They're trapped. And I thought it was an urban legend until I saw the flies myself in person. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, but this is the reality for us on the app. So I'm no longer on the apps. Thank goodness.
You have made me completely not regret the apps. Cause every once in a while I'm like, maybe I should sign up for something. Maybe I should get on Grindr or get on Tinder or something. I should go meet someone. I'm like, Nope, not happening. Not happening.
Yeah. So that is the worst date that I've ever been on that didn't involve the police.
Well, are we going to have to record another segment? Because that, I am
yeah,
intrigued.
That's a really intriguing one, isn't it? Yeah.
Can I share just a meet cute?
The last girl
I was dating?
Yeah.
We met in a sword fighting class. It was HEMA, Historical European Martial Arts, right? Just because I like swinging around a big piece of metal. I'm like, this is fun. I can sword fight.
You and a lot of lesbians, I think.
I should get into roller derby is what I should do.
Okay.
No, there was this one girl, right? And she came in and she was actually really good at sword fighting. I guess she did that somewhere else. And after a while, like, we started doing some other stuff. So I invited her out one time to paintball. Wasn't her thing. Got shot up a whole bunch. Didn't enjoy that. But I was there to help, you know, calm things down. We sat things out. We lowered the speed on the paintball guns for the next round. We figured it out, right? And then we decided we'd start dating after that. And my thought process has been, if I want to meet people, I'm going to go do something out in the real world, whatever that is, right? If I want to pick up any hobby, I'll go out to that hobby. And if I want to meet people, I'll meet people. And then at least we share one interest. Because if someone tried to give me shots of fireball in the parking lot or had ass flies, I would be done with that method of meeting people in an instant.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like all the things I'm interested in, there was mainly women there and they were all straight women. So I felt like I had to go to the apps to meet people outside of my circles.
What were these kinds of interests? What should I learn? What skill should I take up?
Volunteering stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Like, I feel like women are definitely way overrepresented in like the soup kitchens, humane societies, in, you know, serving homeless folks, just a lot of the social kinds of organizations are lots of women.
If you want to pick up straight dudes, learn Magic the Gathering. Go to any local card store and just pick up a deck of cards. If you want mansplaining to happen, go and not know how to play the game. But like, watch some games first if you want to avoid the mansplaining.
I don't think there's any way to avoid mansplaining when you're dating. I mean, I think people are more aware of it than they were like 10 years ago when it became
That's good.
A
That's
term.
Good.
But yeah, I think it just happens. Hey there, Penny Thinkers. This is the ad part of our show that you want to skip over, but I don't want you to skip it because I want you to help out people who have survived the LA fires. And we have this link for you, linkcuts.org/LA fires. If you go there, there's a Google spreadsheet that has a ton of different organizations to help out the victims of the LA fire. Would love if you could show your support for our show by supporting the survivors.
I don't know what you said, Shauna, but I wholeheartedly agree that we should help people in the LA fires. So yeah, was that linkcuts.org/LA fires, all lowercase?
Yeah, that is the link, linkcuts.org/LA fires.
Well, I support you think I am. Fires prevent money donate.
Did I just word salad?
If you didn't, I got lost.
Man, the important thing is linkcuts.org/LA fires. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to A Thought for Your Pennies. And I'm your host, Shauna, with Squeaky.
Hi, I'm your basement dwelling incel, ready to help bridge the gap between people like Shauna and the rest of us.
Thanks, Squeaky. We really appreciate your diplomacy to bridge the two sides of people who date and your side. However you'd like to describe that. I'm sure you date as well, Squeaky. I mean, I think after you heard the story about the fly guy that I met, that you should be inspired that he's going out there and he hasn't even wiped his butt in who knows how long. He's out there.
It sucks that there are so many people with more confidence than hygiene. It's terrible.
Well, on that note, hopefully everybody has not lost the will to date. But people, you do want to date and you do want to not spend your entire life savings on dating. And you want to do more than just going out to eat or having drinks or having coffee. So how do you have fun dates without breaking the bank? Well, I think the first thing for me about dating is to make sure that it's worth my time first. I get pretty tired of going out to eat all the time or having drinks or having coffee. So I make sure that whoever I'm about to have a date with, it's worth my time.
So you ask them their opinions on swarms of flies?
No. Even okay. After Fly Guy, I didn't start asking people if they were worried about bugs or not, because I just assumed that that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me, Squeaky.
Oh,
God. That was never going to happen to me again.
I hope so.
Yeah. I hope that guy decided to take baths and to wipe from that point on.
I think I'm just hanging around with a different class of people than you.
You probably are. So I think to make sure it's worth your time, other than doing the insect screen, that you have chatted with them for like a week, you have had maybe a couple of phone calls, some Zooms, then maybe it's worth it to meet up in person. And I think the is it worth your time to go on a date also matters, even if you've been partnered, you know, because when you are going on a date with your partner, is it worth your two's time to go do this right now? And is this the night for the thing that you both like to do all the time? Or do you need to shake it up with something that you've never done before? Do you need a date night to relax? Or is it a fun thing where you're going to learn something new? Or is there a task that you both need to get done, like cleaning out the garage, that you could turn into a fun date night by playing music and having frozen pizza?
As pragmatic as that is, I think the undertone you're reaching for is empathy and understanding. If you're communicating effectively with someone, you'll see where they're at, and you'll be able to meet them there, and they'll be able to meet you where you're at, and you'll do something enjoyable. Is that...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think so, because the next thing I was about to say is, like, sometimes I do not want to go out on a date if the garage is a total mess and it needs to be cleaned up. I don't want to spend time going on a date. What I want to do is, you know, clean the garage or fix this thing.
Yeah, and some people are fine just kicking that can down the road, and I can see how some people wouldn't be able to enjoy themselves at, like, you know, a concert or a movie or at, you know, whatever other event if they had that nagging... Yeah. Makes perfect
sense.
Thing
in the back of their mind, having the empathy and understanding of what kind of mood is that person in. Are you in the mood to relax, or are you in the mood to try something new, like learn how to make pasta by hand or tile your bathroom or set your garden and grow the veggies for the year? There's so many different things that you could do with your partner.
Hang on. Empathy, going outside, touching grass, trying something new. The whole empathy route, right? I mentioned the last person I dated for any real length of time. I met her at a sword fighting class. We wound up dating for 5 years, right? But I went to a sword fighting class because I wanted to sword fight. And I wasn't going looking for anybody, but she stabbed me right in the heart.
Oh, that is adorable. That's great. Yeah, I think that's a great way to meet somebody is by having those common interests. And we're going to talk about all of those. But I just wanted to bring up, you know, making sure that the date is worth your time, partner or unpartnered, and different things so that you have the right attitude kind of going into, okay, gonna have a date. And here's some things that you could do on the date, like a sword fighting class. That's great.
This is great. I didn't mean to bring us here, but we're here. Let's do it.
You did it. You're awesome. So some of the cheap dates are free museum days. Your town likely has, you know, visit to art galleries or zoos or museums. And another way you can check out a lot of cultural stuff is by asking your librarian what passes you can check out for free, whether it's a state park, national park, cultural landmark. and looking at stuff and strolling somewhere is a pretty cheap date, although bringing snacks and having a little bit of change for soft drink coffee money before or afterward never hurts either. Just don't pull shots of Fireball out of your trunk. That is a no-no.
It's much cheaper if you buy the large bottle and bring shot glasses.
Yeah.
Right. But on the library, you can check out passes to national parks. I've never looked into that. What's going on there?
National parks, but definitely state parks and museums and local cultural attractions. You can check out passes to go do different things at the library. They have lots of really great entertainment ideas on the cheap at your library.
Well, that's really cool. Okay. That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I think also a scenic walk is nice. You can look up parks and nature areas that are pretty easy to walk around. You can eat outside there, pack a nice lunch, and you've got a great date. I think food, honestly, for me, always tastes better after I've hiked for a couple of hours. But again, think about context and mood on the dating, right? I'm not going on a hiking date with somebody I just met as a first date. That is a date for further down because I don't want to be alone in the woods with somebody that I just met. So if you want to do this as a first date, kind of think of like a more urban or heavily trafficked area with lots of people to do the scenic walk outside.
How about we do some challenge response? Why don't you put out advice and then I try to propose a date that follows it, right?
Okay. All right.
Using this advice, a good date idea here in Omaha might be inviting my special someone to have a walk through the old market. Maybe we visit Joslyn, maybe we hit a restaurant, and we walk around downtown. A bad date might be a road trip across the country to hit up the Appalachian Trailhead, and we just disappear into the Ozarks.
Yeah, that's a perfect good idea, bad idea date format there, Squeaky.
Okay. No, I get what you're putting down. I get it.
Right. Yeah. I was talking to Steven about how in Colorado, there's a lot of guys on the dating apps who are super, super athletes, and they love mountain biking, and they're like, oh, I would love to go on a date where I hike up to the top of the mountain at 4 a.m., and then we ride down mountain bikes together. And my brother was like, yeah, so there's a reason why there's a lot of those dudes that are single. I was like, okay, thanks, Steve. Another great date is a cooking night in where you could try a new cookbook from the library and see who can make a better dish if you want to make it competitive, or watch YouTube videos with a new cooking technique or style and have a fun night cooking something that you might love.
Okay, so a good date night might be talking with someone, my special someone, figuring out what they like to cook, and we make something together. And then maybe we, you know, relax and talk after we eat. A bad date night might be trying to cook on the back of a mountain bike.
Another free thing to do is to play board games. You can check to see if your library's got board games. Chess is classic. Card games. I play Texas Hold'em, Speed, Hearts. And if you're wanting to just get to know somebody better and not quite date them just yet, then having a board game night with your mutual friends is a great way to bring people over.
Absolutely. I'm doing board game nights every weekend with some of my friends. And if somebody wanted to bring a significant or a potential significant other along, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think there's no better way to get to know somebody than how do you play Monopoly?
I think playing Monopoly is a red flag. Just pulling the Monopoly. I have a wall of games that are other options.
I think with the Monopoly, I was brought up with the you can cheat as long as nobody catches you sort of background, because that is part of how you build Monopolies.
Way to nail the purpose of the game. Monopoly's not supposed to be a game. It's
a life lesson
simulator.
Yeah, exactly. And my dad took that principle to the hilt, where he would always say, I want to be the banker, and he would steal money, and it was up to us to catch him if he was stealing money or not. Another place that you can look for dating ideas is to check your community board for free stuff. There's free concerts, events, art shows, car shows, kite festivals. Oftentimes in the summer, in the town center, there's buskers playing music that are fun to listen to. Walking tours are also fun for history buffs to learn things about different cities or examine architecture. I also like to do this while window shopping.
What's a kite festival?
A kite festival is where a lot of people get together with a bunch of different kites and you all fly kites together. And if you don't have a kite, you should still go because people have really fantastic kites.
I was expecting a sarcastic answer. I don't know why I... Yeah, I don't know why. That was, yeah. Okay, that's exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah, so but check your community board. There's lots of cool things going on that are pretty cheap or free to get into.
Awesome, awesome.
One thing I like to do for a cheap date is I like to go to the most expensive part of town and do window shopping and look at the really expensive stuff that I would never get in a million years, even if I had the money. But it's nice to look at it and think about why you would spend so much money on such a thing. That's not your jam? Look at rich people stuff?
I don't know. I can see why someone who's into shopping would be down for that. I don't even know enough to make jokes about it. So I'm trying.
Okay. All right. Another fun date idea is to go to different city murals. If there's a lot of big, huge murals painted area around, or if there's been a famous graffiti artist who's visited your town to do, a tour of checking out those different murals.
This is really targeted at people in bigger cities, because even here in Omaha, where we have a few of those, it's not a tour is going to be like 10 minutes.
Okay, well, here's something you could do, even in Omaha, Nebraska, is volunteer together. I think that's a great date. I volunteered for countless social services, humane societies, trail cleanups, and I gotta tell you, it's a lot of ladies volunteering for stuff. And ladies who like to do good things for other people, and even the ones where there's men, I haven't been to a volunteer thing where it is all men. It's usually like half man, half women when there are men, but most of the time, it's mostly ladies. So, you know, things like volunteering to hand out water at a charity 5K, Habitat for Humanity builds, bicycle tune-up event, cleaning up trails, volunteer paleontology digs, just, you know, have fun doing stuff together.
Volunteer paleontology digs? You're just going to leave that hanging?
Yeah, in Colorado, we have a lot of fossil beds, and you can volunteer to go to a site and dig up dinosaur bones.
Oh, yeah. Here in Nebraska, we don't have things like history.
You do. You do in Nebraska. But Nebraska's fossils are from the age of the mega beasts.
I just presumed that we had nothing but corn. This must be way out far west.
Yeah. So no, it's not way. I don't think it's too far. It might be middle, because I have a kid who loves dinosaurs. So we always looked at all the local paleontological things. So Nebraska, for a large part, was a seabed for, you know, eons and eons. But after that dried up, there was ancient savannas, which had these huge mammals called megabeasts. Think like rhinos that were here and giant elephants and giant sloths and things like
giant,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's a really great fossil bed in Nebraska from a mass extinction event from one of these mega beasts. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Okay. Okay. But you can sign up for your natural history museum and become a paleontological volunteer. And you can volunteer at the Natural History Museum to clean up dinosaur bones that are there. And you can go out on digs and help scientists bring in the fossils.
Okay. So this would have to be more of like a weekend thing because it's like a drive.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's like 4 hours or whatever from Omaha. But
okay,
if you're going to do a weekend thing with someone you trust, that could be a date. That could be a fun time together. If we wanted a bad date, we could take the same road trip but go to Carhenge.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So volunteering. Definitely a date you could do on the cheap.
Sounds like a great idea. I know that there's always Habitat for Humanity builds around here. Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. Another great date idea is going to public gardens. I love plants, and lately I've been into food forests. And a lot of food forests are free to the public to check out, and they're usually like next to a community garden. And so you could even plan a whole arc of dates of growing your food, learning how to cook the food, and then build a compost bin together after going to Habitat.
Oh, our meet cute involved a compost bin.
Another fun free day idea is to find a really cool place to watch the sunrise or sunset or another astronomical event together. It can be fun to stay up late to watch a meteor shower and keep each other warm until it's time to watch the stars. Or if your town has one of those public observation towers with a big telescope, that's a fun place to check out too, to see if they have free nights for public events or stargazing night. And on stargazing nights, amateur stargazers have awesome huge telescopes, and they'll let you check out what they're looking at for free if you bring things like hot cocoa or cider to share with
people. Yeah, then I have to worry about all those astronomy nerds stealing my date.
So, to sum up, how do you make great free dates happen? Given lots of ideas, but here's what you're going to want to remember is that, is the free thing I want to do with this person appropriate to the level, to the mood that I know this person? Like, is it the first or second date, or we've been married for how many years and this is what they want to do?
So if you don't know them very well, keep it general and easy. And if you know them really well, tailor it to what you know about.
Right. For first dates, keep it like publicly accessible, easy escape route if somebody wishes to escape from you, right? Like, make sure you're thinking about that.
Restaurants, urban centers, no Appalachian trails. Okay.
Right. There you go. Or it could be something where you just want to invite the person over with a bunch of other friends, right? So think
social
about
groups. Okay.
Right. Yeah. The second thing is get connected with your library, from books to learning new skills like cooking or building a brick barbecue in the backyard, checking out passes to places, seeing what's happening in your community. Your local library is a great hub and constantly give you new ideas for dates that you can do within your budget. And lastly, volunteer. There's so many volunteer opportunities. Be clear with the volunteer group about your capacity and feel free to disengage if it doesn't really work for you. But volunteering is a fun day. It's rewarding, teaches you new skills, and it is awesome for networking.
I'm certainly going to look into that one more.
Awesome.
I'll meet someone at a Habitat for Humanity build, maybe. We'll see.
Let's see if we can have Squeaky apply these and get you a date, Squeaky. Tell us how you save money on it. Well, if you're out there listening to this and you've got some great budget-friendly dates, please let us know. Send your ideas to athoughtforyourpenniespod@gmail.com and let us know how we can be saving money together on dates.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Thought for Your Pennies. I'm Shauna, and this is Squeaky.
Hey, I managed to save 2 pennies, and I'm going to donate them to the survivor of the LA fires.
The one survivor's getting both your pennies. That's so generous, Squeaky. God, I can't keep
up. Oh, that's right. I'll find a few more pennies and donate to the survivors at linkcuts.org/LA fires.
Yep, helping each other out whenever there are problems is a great thing we should all be doing, even if we can't make it through a simple ad read without laughing.
All right, so now it's time to get into the favorite subject on all of this, which is dating scams.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of scams out there. And actually, I have had a friend who was scammed by somebody. Well, I don't think you can say past tense verb scammed unless she actually gave money. But she talked to this guy for 3 months.
Targeted.
Yeah.
Fished.
Fished, yeah, because she's former military, and so this person was pretty good at also seeming like he was deployed.
So he had, like, inside, like, details that, like, convinced your friend.
Yeah,
okay.
And he had
That's
pictures
scary.
That he was sending her, like, here's me on this, and here's me doing this, and then...
Were these, like, AI-generated pictures, or just, like, stock photos?
This,
like...
was a little bit before people could do the AI thing. Okay. So what happened... So she's talking to this guy, and he's love-bombing her for 3 months, and she was not taking it seriously, but then after a few months, she's like, okay, I don't know why this person is messaging me, and I don't know what's going on. So that's when she reached out to me, and then I took one of the photos that she got from him and did a reverse image search and found... the real person's Instagram account.
And the real person had nothing to do with this.
Real person had nothing to do with it and was ticked that she contacted him being like, hey, just wanted to let you know you're being used. Your account is being used in these romantic scams.
For the reverse image search, we need to make sure we link to TinEye and like the Google reverse image search and the other popular ones in the show notes, because that is too useful of a tool.
Right. Yeah. To put that in there. And the guy who was getting his images stolen was mad at her. He's like, yeah, there's thousands of people contacting me saying that my photo is being used. And they're like demanding a real relationship with me or compensation because they got scammed. And he's like, and I don't care about any of you. It was
like
pretty horrible.
He's a jerk, but like, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't his fault, and he probably asked the scammers to stop, but it's not like scammers are going to respond to a DMCA takedown notice. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And there wasn't, the law,
and he didn't make it. When you go to his real profile, he doesn't have one of his pinned photos of being, yes, I know my photos are being used for a scam. He says he gets contacted by thousands of people being scammed by his photos, but he's pretty aggressively, I don't care. And when you contact me about it, I'm going to be really mad about it. Yeah. Yeah. And I've also heard of stories where people pretend to be famous accounts or celebrities, and then they message their followers, like this one person who really had their mom believing that Keanu Reeves was contacting her and that Keanu Reeves needed her help.
I'm trying to think of a punchline that's better than this. There aren't jokes for this. So this mom thought Keanu Reeves was like an option.
Yeah. I mean, he spoke to her romantically, like, I know you really care about me and I really care about you and you're a great person and all of those things to get that hook. But then also, like, I'm trapped in this Hollywood kind of like, I don't know, like this Britney Spears situation where I can't get out of it.
If Keanu Reeves gave me for a homoerotic rescue, I would be down every time.
Right? Yeah, me too.
And like, I don't say that for every actor, right? It's like him, Nathan Fillion, and like one other I'm holding out. Keanu, he would get me.
Right. And what do you do when it's your relative? So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But right now, we'll just talk about the things you do to make sure that when you're contacting profiles on the apps. I think definitely if you're getting contacted over Instagram, which is like the two things that I brought up before, were both through Instagram. It's a scam. I think there's other things in scams generally that apply to relationship scams, like this person is too good to be true. There's a lot of pressure. They're asking for information that they don't really need in order to date you. And then there's like discussion about investment in crypto property stock.
Wait, are you telling me that on Blue Sky that Melanie19XXX, who wants to sell me Bitcoin and show me your boobs, she might not be legit?
Yeah, really hard to spot, isn't it?
I need to double check.
I mean, I think the thing that you could do to know what the scams are is just Google like the top most common investment scams. And I think we'll get into that when we talk about retirement later on. There's like the same 10 investment scams that are going on.
If people are asking for money, yeah, don't believe it. It's, I just need a plane ticket and I'll come visit you. It's like, oh, probably not.
not great.
And for me, the kicker is visit me, right? What? No.
Yeah, I think the difference is these are romance scams. So there's different emotional manipulative techniques. Like I was talking about love bombing, where they're just like, you're so beautiful. You're the most important thing to me. You know, like I can't live without you. Oh my gosh, everything you do is perfect. And then give you a listening ear and then saying, oh, everybody else in your life is horrible and they don't deserve you and all that. And I mean that, and that happens in real relationships too. But the thing is this is a manipulation to make you feel guilty for all the attention you're receiving.
And then eventually they ask for some money for some vaguely plausible reason. Right.
Yeah.
And I've heard it where it's like they want like money for an airline ticket or money for something. It just helped me with my rent this one time or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Being able to spot the fake profiles and the scammers. And if you're paying attention to scams, this is not too hard to spot. But I think the more difficult thing is what we talked about earlier when it's like, okay, my mom really thinks Keanu Reeves is talking to her. What do you do? How do you talk to your mom about that? Or how do you talk to your friend who's being love bombed and being like, look, for the first time in my life, somebody's actually listening to me and really cares about me. And I don't care that they need $50 here and there for whatever, or that I'm helping them get their new crypto coin off the ground because we talk for hours every night.
If someone needs your help getting their crypto coin off the ground, it's not getting off the ground.
So actually, the first thing you should do or think about when you suspect somebody is in a scammy relationship is to not blame or insult them. Don't accuse them of being naive or foolish. You know,
I told you so. It's like the worst, right?
Right.
All right. So what you need to do is ask, what would Squeaky do? Then do the opposite.
Right.
Okay.
Like, you know, you like the mom who thinks Keanu Reeves is talking to her. You can't say, you know,
for believing that, it's not going to help her. Right.
Right.
You're going to push her away.
Or if you're like, mom, Keanu Reeves can get anybody who they want, why would they want to talk to you? Like, that kind of closes down the conversation because, you know, you're feeling special because Keanu Reeves is talking to you.
Yeah, it's true, but it's also just feels bad to hear it, right? If you're going to relay that, you have to find some way to relay it they're going to be receptive to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because most people don't want to admit that maybe they're getting scammed right now.
I guess everyone just wants to feel like they're a 7 out of 10 instead of a 3 out of 10.
But yeah, so people are feeling, they're feeling ashamed, and it's already vulnerable because they're talking about a potential relationship. So if you think that's happening, that's top on the list. Don't insult people. Don't blame them. Don't, you know, shame them. Just accept that there's different ways we can help folks, but shaming them is not the way to go.
No, it just doesn't work. In all seriousness, it just doesn't work.
Right. So instead, you could be like, oh my gosh, you're talking to Keanu Reeves. Can I get on a video call with them? Encourage some way of verifying it, because scammers will refuse to verify because it would reveal that they are scamming you.
Ask questions of the other person and make them produce answers, right? If you make them think about how serious could this be, you know, maybe these scams can be a little fun, right? It can be fun to, like, talk to ChatGPT and be like, ChatGPT, pretend you're madly in love with me and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Right?
What would you say? Well, I mean, that is one of the things that is on my list here of tell them to ask questions, because one thing about scammers is that they rarely provide consistent answers. And that's usually because whoever is scamming you is not the same person, like they're handing it off to somebody else for the next day.
It's a business with shifts.
Right. Yeah. So the scammer working shifts on the phone, texting you, saying you're the most beautiful, whatever. You're just the most sparkly unicorn. It's like, no, you called me a mermaid yesterday. Remember? I don't know. Ask questions to see if they can consistently produce the same answers.
But I want to be a pretty pony princess, too.
I mean, you can be all those things. The scammer will tell you whatever you want.
Aww.
But not consistently. So that's the thing.
Yeah, I, being a mermaid would ruin it.
Okay. Yeah, and then doing some research, the reverse image search we talked about, seeing if those pictures have been coming up before, and doing other kinds of research, like if Keanu Reeves says, oh, I'm in Italy right now on a shoot, that's why I can't send you a picture today, like looking up, is Keanu Reeves actually in Italy on a shoot? Can you find that out?
On the image verification, I know they're not perfect, but how do you feel about the AI detection tools? Where you put an image in, and it tries to tell you if it was made by AI?
I haven't had to use one of those myself because any image, I feel like I've always been able to spot AI, or it'll say underneath it, this is AI.
They're starting to get better though. So one of these days, those tools are going to be important. And then one of these days, those tools are going to stop working.
That's too bad. I feel like right now AI is in the six finger stage. So it's like, okay, yeah, that's not Keanu Reeves, because I'm pretty sure he only has 10 fingers, not 12. So
I'll count. It's more reasons to look at Keanu.
There you go. You know, and if you're talking to somebody, another thing you can suggest if they are refusing to hear you, if you're like, hey, ask more questions or check this out or let's do a reverse image search because I really want to make sure that this is legit for you and there's resistance, say, okay, look, you might not trust me, but talk to somebody else you do trust about this, somebody that you can confide in about this, and just, you know, get another opinion about it before you decide to keep investing in this Dogecoin thing, whatever it is. You don't want to hear it from me, but check out with somebody else, please. And if another person is also like, hey, this is suspicious, you should really think about it. That's one way to do it. But let's say you're talking to somebody and like, there might be a scammer, and they realize, like my friend Jenny, who I was talking about, realizing 3 months in after talking to this person, they're probably a scammer. If the person you're talking to is willing and being like, yeah, I think I'm getting scammed or they're trying to scam me, report it. Try Ooh. To report the profile through the online platforms. And this can lead at least that particular account to stop scamming other people. And there's also various online places that you can report it. Unfortunately, it's really hard to enforce anything outside of the platform right now, but do report it if you can.
The platforms don't want to be known as places where scammers hang out. I mean, it's going to happen, but like they don't want it. So if they can clamp down, they'll try. So is there anything else that we can do about scammers and these people trying to rip us off?
Well, there's more things we can do to talk to our friends. If they're in it in deep and you think that maybe they're just telling you that they recognize it's a scam and they're going to stop talking to this person, but maybe they're not going to do it. Have them like
bluffing you. Okay.
Have them write a contract. I will not talk to this scammer anymore. I will block them. You think that's going too far?
Maybe. I don't know. If my friends tell me they know it's a scam and then they're going to fall for it anyway. I mean, at some point, people pay for lotto tickets because it's fun, not because they think they're going to win.
Right. Because they want to keep talking to the bot about their lives.
But it sounds like that's just another tool for, more seriously, it sounds like what you're discussing there is a tool for planting the seeds of doubt, right? If you don't trust me, go ask this other person you do trust, you know, write it down, critically think about what you're writing down, and let's do a contract, right? And just anything to get them to think about it again and have them own that little piece of critical thought. And if they own the piece of critical thought, they're more likely to believe it. The little seed of healthy doubt.
Yeah, I think it can definitely work in that situation.
Okay.
And then I think the final thing you need to do is just be a good friend. You know, be there for them emotionally. People who are getting scammed will always feel embarrassed and hurt by it. And I think you can really help people. And, you know, this scam probably happens more often than we would like to admit, because when you are dating, you're vulnerable. And people want to be loved and they want to feel like they're special. And that vulnerability is getting preyed on. So making sure that you're, you know, letting people know that they're not bad because they got scammed and they are special. They don't need a bot to tell them that. Like, they're a good person in your life. And, you know,
okay,
helping them through it. Oh, you can't do that?
I just be a good friend. Don't be a robot. I'm out. I'm done. Nope. Yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm a robot programmed with nothing but jokes. So, like, what do you want from me?
Okay. Well, if you want to help people, those are some tips that we have for helping people get out of dating scams.
How do you expect me to not make dick jokes when you give me the tip? What is this?
Just the tip? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry. That was so bad and low effort. I'm ashamed now.
Okay.
But you're being so supportive. You're not making fun of me for my bad sense of humor. One of these days, I'll recover.
Maybe. We should make a contract, Squeaky.